Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
On the other hand, get it? We have 5 more commands. These underline the obligations of one human to another, and form a striking parallel with the first 5. Number 6 is, quote, "You shall not murder," Exodus 20, verse 13. And why? Think about number 1. God called on human government to execute the murderer, quote, "For in the image of God he made man," Genesis 9, verse 6. Or number 7, "You shall not commit adultery," verse 14. This aligns so closely with disloyalty to God that James 4:4 says it's spiritual adultery. Likewise, taking God's name and using it for our own advantage, and please watch out for those minced O's like OMG, is lined up with taking things from others. "You shall not steal," verse 15. God recognizes the right to personal property, but a person who heaps up wealth in disregard of his needy neighbors will also give account. Then, quote, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor," verse 16. Most people would rather you steal their wealth than their reputation. How easily we overlook this command, right up there in God's top 10 list with murder and adultery. Hallowing our time gives us Sabbath rest. Hallowing our tongue gives us neighborly rest. Then comes the sting in the tail. "You shall not covet," verse 17. It's the one that devastated young Saul of Tarsus, Romans 7:7, and that trapped the rich young ruler, Mark 10, verses 17 to 22. Wanting what God hasn't given us is idolatry, Colossians 3:5. But godly contentment is great gain, 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Taking another person's life, or marriage partner, or possessions, or reputation, or peace of mind, are all expressions of godlessness. Like our first parents, it is eating from the tree and claiming I decide what's right. Far better to be protected by God's guardrails for our souls.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.